Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after. Merry Christmas, everybody. It's good to have you back. Good to have you here with me as I continue to broadcast live on Christmas Day, as I have been now for, this is my 13th consecutive live Christmas show. And this year it just happens to be on Christmas Day because Christmas is on a weekday. And I'm very excited about having our good friend Barbara Weltman back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Barbara Weltman is an original member of our Brain Trust. She's already had her... She's already had her 11th anniversary with us. We're going to be celebrating the 12th anniversary with us next spring. She is one of our top tax expert in the Brain Trust. She's the author of a bunch of books on taxes every year, a brand new one, including Small Business Taxes 2010, which I'm sure 2009, 2010, the new one's out now, and among other many other books. She's an incredible resource for us. Barbara Weltman, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, and Merry Christmas.
Thank you, and belated Happy Hanukkah to you.
Thank you.
Barbara is Jewish, as we've known all these years, and she and I have become wonderful friends. Barbara, I consider you to be one of my good friends on or off the Brain Trust.
As do I.
Yeah, and we've had a wonderful working relationship, and I want to talk about, in a later segment, we're going to talk a little bit more about the Christmas Hanukkah thing. But Barbara, before we do that, I want you to talk to us a little bit about give us a report on taxes. Where are we now on the tax situation? There are a lot of things that didn't get done. Isn't that right?
Yeah, I've been doing this for 35 years. I don't ever remember being so up in the air at the end of the year and not knowing what's coming ahead.
They didn't do their job, did they?
No, they didn't. They didn't do what we're paying.
I'm talking about Congress, folks. They didn't do their job.
Which is... One thing is, many provisions, over two dozen provisions, expired at the end of end of this year, and we don't know if they're going to be extended for next year. And some of them are very important, for
like the research and development tax.
The R&D credit, really, really important. The 15-year amortization period for making leasehold improvements, restaurant and retail improvements. Very, very important. Being able to expense the cost of environmental remediation, another one.
Mm-hmm.
So there were many. We don't know about the
companies don't know how to make investment, do they?
They don't know how to plan. They don't know how to budget. They don't know how to do anything with this, because we don't know. For example, the $250,000 limit on first year expensing and 50% bonus depreciation, mm-hmm, also expired at the end of the year, and mm-hmm, we don't know if that's going to be extended or in what fashion it might be extended in a limited way.
And you know, Barbara, in another year, you might could presume that they'd come back and get that done, but with all the acrimony now, who knows whether those kinds of things might become part of the collateral damage.
Well, in my opinion, it's likely that many of the provisions will be extended retroactively. The House already voted. Expensing and bonus depreciation was not included, but many other rules were. And it's not very controversial. It's not like there's objection to the extensions. It's just a question of sitting down and getting to it.
And they focused so much on health care this year. That
yeah,
they did,
and
they
started
didn't pay
with the taxes and health care.
They didn't pay attention to their knitting, did they?
No, they didn't. I mean, it's just...
And there are other things. It's not just taxes. I mean, they've missed a bunch of other things. A lot of the state highway funds have not been, I think, it's my understanding, have not been distributed properly because they haven't focused on reallocating that.
Well, who knows? There's just so much left undone.
Anything else? What are the things is there going to be an employment credit for small businesses to hire people?
who knows?
Yeah, but the president said there was going to be.
They talk about it, but who knows?
Yeah. So did he? Yeah. Well, I'm trying.
Should there be? You know, the question is, what's the goal? And
yeah.
I don't think the goal is necessarily.
Could we give Congress the Grinch Award this year? Do you think we could give them the Grinch? I think that'd be a good designation for them. In the spirit of Christmas, let's give them the Grinch Award. What do you think?
I don't want to give them any award. I don't
no,
even
but,
think
but
it's
that's
a bad
that's,
one.
That's an ignominy. Not even a, you don't even want to give them a bad award, huh?
No,
hey,
nothing.
Barbara, stand by. We're gonna take a quick break, folks. Barbara Weltman is barbarawellman.com. I encourage you to check it out. Her information, her resources, her books are absolutely the best in the world, especially if you're trying to do some tax planning and trying to understand the tax code a little bit better. They're all in plain English. BarbaraWeltman.com. Her books are available wherever books are sold. Quick break, 20 till. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Merry Christmas, everybody. It's Christmas Day. We're celebrating Christmas today, and we're doing it with this hour with our good friend Barbara Weltman, who is Jewish, and who is one of our good friends. And Barbara, I thank you for being here, by the way. And again, and folks, right now we're going to talk about some other things, not business things. We're going to talk about relationships. We're going to talk about friendships that surpass all barriers. And Barbara, I want to read something to you. There's a book called Anamkara that was written by my friend, the late John O'Donohue, who, if he hadn't died 2 years ago, would be on the, he'd be doing the show with me today. He'd be one of my guests today, as he was many days. But this book is called Anamkara, and I encourage you, anyone listening, to find this book and get it. Barbara, this is his friendship blessing. May you be blessed with good friends. May you learn to be a good friend to yourself. May you be able to journey to that place in your soul where there is great love, warmth, feeling, and forgiveness. May this change you. May it transfigure that which is negative, distant, or cold in you. May you be brought into the real passion, kinship, and affinity of belonging. May you treasure your friends. May you be good to them, and may you be there for them. May they bring you all the blessings, challenges, truth, and light that you need for your journey. May you never be isolated. May you always be in the gentle nest of belonging with your Anamkara. Anamkara is soul friend. It means soul friend in Gaelic. And Barbara, that passage, may you treasure your friends. I treasure our friendship.
Well, so do I.
Barbara, you grew up, you're a Jew. You were Jewish. Your family is Jewish. Your father, like my father, was one of the GIs who helped save the world during World War II. And talk to us a little bit about being a Jew at Christmas time.
You know, they make so much of a deal today in so many places about displays and whatever. It's just a question of recognizing, being part of this country, of all the different practices, mm-hmm. and beliefs. And, you know, just a tolerance and just, you know, like I can enjoy the beauty of the displays and what's out there without feeling that it's impinging on my beliefs at
mm-hmm.
all.
Mm-hmm. I like the word you used. You used one word, Barbara, that's the most important. And if you and I could open up a can of this and pour it over the world, a lot of ills would be solved. Use the word tolerance. One of the things that I think we're doing a better job of in this world between some groups is tolerance, and some groups aren't so much. And one of the things that I think that the Jews and Christians have done has learned how to live closely together and to be part of each other's lives, as you and I have, you and I are Americans who just happen to be of different religions. Different faiths.
Exactly.
But the common thing that binds us together is the fact that we're Americans, and I appreciate what you said. When someone says to you, without realizing that you're Jewish, if someone says Merry Christmas to you, which I probably did the first time we had Christmas together before I knew anything that much about you, does that offend you? Does that bother you if somebody says that to you, just says Merry Christmas in the season?
Not at all. Somebody's just wishing me well.
Yeah.
They don't. You know, that just because they don't know or understand who I am, what does that mean? It's not. They're not wishing me bad. They're wishing me good.
Exactly. And you know, I heard someone say that in Jerusalem. That, you know, there are three places there. There's Christians in evidence. This was a person who lived there and worked there for a while for the government. There are Christians. Christianity is in evidence. Judaism is in evidence, and so is Islam in evidence. And you know, if we could get all three of those great religions, to all the people who are part of that, to lay down their prejudices and acrimony, and just find a way to be tolerant of each other, which most people in those groups do, but we've got a few people who don't. And Barbara, I'd like to encourage everyone in every one of the Christians, Jews, Islam, Muslims. I'd like to encourage everyone who is trying to be tolerant to be a little more outspoken, Barbara, to the people in their groups about being more tolerant. We need everyone in all those groups, the moderate Muslims, to those who want to live in harmony. We need them to speak out a little bit more, don't we? And Jews and Christians as well. What do you think?
Certainly. If that's the climate, if tolerance is the rule,
yeah,
then I think there'll be less intolerance.
Mm-hmm. All right, no question about it, Barbara. One of the things I know you want to do is join me in saying God bless to all of our men and women in uniform around the world.
Oh, absolutely.
Any thoughts you'd like to give them? You'd like to give them?
I think about them every day. I can't believe the sacrifice that they make on our behalf
and their families.
And you know, like you, I support homes for our troops.
Yep.
And I just think that, you know, everybody should have them in their prayers today.
Absolutely. Barbara, Merry Christmas to you. Thank you for being here.
Oh, thank you so much.
And we'll see you next time.
Thanks for having me.
Barbara Weltman, ladies and gentlemen. That's BarbaraWeltman.com. Don't forget her books and all the things that she does. Outstanding work. It's very good. She'll be back again real soon. I'm going to take a quick break. When we come back, I have a tribute. I have something I want to. It's a Christmas Day poem about men and women in uniform that I read every Christmas, and I'm going to do that when we come back. Tintel, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.